Right, and we are at IT Showcase at Twickenham Stadium, and I'm speaking to Alistair Sloan, Marketing Executive at Think. I'm going to get you to explain Think and what you do.
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you. So I work for Think, have done for 18 months or so in the marketing team. And what we do as a business is we are a business and finance solutions and systems provider. So we have around 400, 500 customers across the UK and a few in Canada as well. And we ultimately work with our customer base and these UK SMEs to provide bespoke software solutions to basically make their lives easier. So what I mean by that is finance teams, for instance, they can be stuck in the day-to-day, doing a lot of manual work in Excel spreadsheets, or their systems aren't connected or what have you. And we come in and we provide a ERP system, for instance. So for us, our ERP systems, the core ones that we deal with are Sage 200 and SAP Business One. In terms of a strictly finance solution, we offer Sage Intacct. And those three core solutions will enter the conversation. We'll go back and forth with the customer to find out what those key pain points are, and we'll provide them a bespoke tailored solution to answer those problems that they may well be encountering on a daily basis, really.
Your colleague Gary has delivered a masterclass on, it's called Eating the Elephant, which is brilliant, the art of changing finance systems without swallowing the risk whole. So I wanted to talk to you about how you market change to people who are too busy to change, and how Think is helping UK SMEs get off the manual treadmill once and for all.
That's a great question. So for us, it's about, and a lot of these businesses can get stuck in the day-to-day, and a lot of these teams, they can just go through the motions, trying to just meet that month end every time, and they're quickly caught up in it, caught up in the noise, caught up in the day-to-day, and it's very repetitive. For us, we need to encourage them to just take a step back, or in this case, step off the treadmill, and just have a look at those core internal processes that are taking so much time. So say you've got a team where they're spending far too much time in Excel spreadsheets, or they are manually inputting data in various different areas. We need to sit down with them, have a look at that, and go, look, you've got to nip this in the bud, basically. There's so many ways that you can make this a lot easier for yourselves. And to answer your question around, how do we market that? Well, that's where we, use these analogies of, take a bit of time, step off the treadmill. It's that way of stepping out of that repetitive cycle that so many teams and businesses find themselves in. And I appreciate that's a lot easier said than done. But, we've just got to market ourselves as a safe pair of hands. We want to help these businesses, and that starts with sitting down with them and finding out where we can help really trim the fat back. And that's the way we do that.
So marketing for you, it often focuses on the big shiny go live moment. How have you adapted your content strategy to focus on those smaller bite-sized wins that Gary does mention in his talk? Is it harder to sell a stage change than a total transformation?
I think it is, because the vast majority of businesses within our sphere, they will tend to market, these big changes and these big jumps into, you're going from one thing, you've done it for years, you've been so used to the way that you operate, to bang, full-blown ERP system. You've got to think about, the months that it takes. I think there's a lot of research that we've done around how daunting it is to actually step away from, we've been doing it like this for so long, we know that we need to make a change, and we know that an ERP system will solve those problems. But they're again looking at it and going, that is just so daunting. We can't afford the time that it takes to, migrate data, for instance. What if we have to retrain our staff again? There's just so many different things that can put off a potential buyer. So for us, we need to really tackle those small individual bits and bobs and that makes part into the wider piece. And that's really important for us. You know, it's bit by bit. We're a safe pair of hands, and we want to guide you through. Hence the, you know, eating the elephant. It's this idea of it's a monumental change. It's a mammoth task, if you pardon the pun. If you just take a little bite here and there, eventually you will get there. And that's what we really try to encourage to our customers, to new buyers in the market. We really just want to help break things down and make it a lot less daunting for them. So that's what a lot of our marketing goes into.
Now, Think has helped hundreds of SMEs. How do you use those stories in your marketing to kind of de-risk the idea of a system change? And you're finding that case studies are moving away from the look at this software to look at how we manage the human risk.
Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we still do all the regular stuff. We still do the case studies and, you know, thought leadership pieces and all that type of content. But one thing that is working really well for us is that human interaction. So we've been doing a lot of work this year on our LinkedIn page of sitting down with our experts, really giving an honest opinion of where to start with all this type of thing. And it's only 1 minute, 2 minute snippets, but it's enough to gauge a little bit of interest. The key thing as well is it's human. It's human interaction. You know, we live in a rapidly developing AI world, and I am sick to death of hearing about AI, even though I use it all the time. It's just everywhere, you know, everyday life there is AI there. And it's the same in marketing, and you can tell it a mile off. So what we try and do is, let's get back to buying from people, because we've always been like that as a business, but we're finding now it's even more important than ever that we get our people out there and we help to provide an honest, people-focused opinion on all this type of thing.
Thank you. And how can we find Think?
So you can find us on LinkedIn, or our website is www.wearethink.com, or you can add me on LinkedIn. So my name is Alistair Sloan, and as we said at the start of this interview, I'm a marketing executive. So yeah, you can find me on LinkedIn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.